Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what time it is? It's 9 p.m. And you know what that means. It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady, and you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. This show, as in always, is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Make sure you download the free V's After Dark app at thenaughtytoyshop.com. That's right. We have our own app now. Wow. I'm excited about tonight's show. You guys know that I always keep it real and I always have fun. And tonight, I'm going to have a whole lot of fun, but you know we got to talk about tonight's topic, and this one is a funny one. Well, at least to me, it's funny. Tonight's topic is, how much do you talk to your parents about sex or your children? You know, so want to make sure we get into that, and as usual, you know, if time let us have it, you know, sometimes I get my mouth going. We'll be going to our segment called Ask Miss V. That's where you can ask me anything about sex. Wow. Wow, sex, toys, hygiene, etc. You can also send your questions to Ask Miss V at thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at thetoylady.com. Or you can post them on Twitter to the Twitter page. For those of you who have not been on, V's After Dark has their own Twitter page now. That's V-S-A-F-T-R-D-A-R-K. And that page is still active and up and going. So, you know, it just got up, so make sure you check us out. But you can always follow me on Twitter at Miss V, the Toy Lady, M-S-V-D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y. Wow, I've got a lot to talk about this week. I've got the beautiful and the sensual Miss Sapphire coming on. You guys probably know her from her podcast or from being on YouPorn or from being on her show, My Dirty Hobbies, on Radio Sex. But, you know, they're on a hiatus, and I get to have her all to myself tonight, so we're going to have fun. So, you know, I'm going to be asking her all kind of questions. And, you know, for those of you who are listening and you know who you are, that y'all her loyal fans, y'all get a chance to hear her live tonight. So we're going to have fun, and she'll be calling in about 20, 25 minutes. And we'll be doing what I do best. And having lots of fun. And I want to say hey to my chat room. Hey, Joseph, what's going on? For you guys who want to listen while you're running around, remember, you can call 646-716-8041. All you got to do is you can listen to this show right there from your phone or your iPad or your iPod or any of those devices. Or you could sit down at your computer and you could log on to the show and join us in the chat room, because I always have fun with my chat room. It's up and it's running, and we are just crazy up in there. You never know what's going to be said, and I never know what's going to happen. And yes, as usual, I'm a little bit off topic, but I got so much stuff to tell you guys. I'm so excited, and I'm going to repeat this so many times, and I don't even want you guys to get upset with me, but got a couple of major announcements. You guys want to listen next week. I've got the beautiful, sexy Lexi Love coming on. And, one of my lucky listeners will be getting a copy of her new game called Uncle Don's Exotic Interludes. And the way you're going to get this game is that you have got to know everything about V's After Dark. Not Miss Vita 20, but V's After Dark the company. And one lucky listener who calls in, that's right, you guys, you got to literally call into the show, you're going to have to be able to answer the question about V's After Dark pleasure products. And I tell everybody, go check out the Facebook pages that we've got. You know, check out some of my tweets. Really check the Facebook page, because there's going to be a question, and we're going to ask it on the air while we've got Lexi. And that one caller who calls in with the answer is going to get that beautiful game that I've got. And I actually get a chance to play this game all week long. So yours will be unopened, though. You're going to get a brand new unopened game. But Lexi sent me the game, and I can't wait to have her on. But also, for those of you guys who love Black Friday and, you know, we're up on the holiday shopping season, V's After Dark is giving away one free product to people on her email list. Why I keep saying her? On their email list. But you have to subscribe to the email list. Go to thetoylady.com. That's D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y. And sign up for the email, because Black Friday, everybody thinks about going to the stores, but this time you get to sit back at home. But you have to be an email subscriber. That is the catch. You have to be an email subscriber. There will be details sent out in the email how to get that free product. But just because you listen to the show, or you, hey, Miss V, I see you on the radio, or I see you on Facebook, if you don't become an email subscriber, you won't be able to get that free gift. And like I said, it's going to be a fun gift. I see Miss Sapphire up in the chat room. So I think that's who that is. Hey, sweetie. And this chat room is going live. And also, remember, you guys, if you're up in our chat room and you've got Skype, you can also listen to the show on Skype when you call in. So it's just, like, fabulous. I'm loving everything that goes on. I have a lot going on tonight. But, you know, like I said, tonight's topic is talking about sex with your parents. And when I talk about having this conversation, you guys know that I'm like an open book for everybody. But where do you cross the line when you're talking about sex with your parents or with your children? And I'm going to ask tonight's guest a little bit about it. But, you know, it's one of those discussions where you guys know that I put my business out there a lot. But when is too much information just really too much damn information? And I say, let's figure out what that line is, because I was talking to my mother, you know. For all you guys know, we just came out of the month of October, which was really every month is Breast Cancer Prevention Month to me. I don't think the October is reserved for one month. That's not the only month that people go in and get checked for breast cancer. It's just like a month that everybody really, really is aware of it. But my mother, who we won't say her age, finally, after a lot of talking, a lot of things, and we had our doctor who has seen me, her, and my daughter for years pass away in June, and she finally felt that, maybe I need to go to the doctor. Went to the doctor, and everything was good. Got a new doctor, so we've got a new family doctor now, but it was funny. And we're on the phone, and just regular conversation, and I'm not going to get real in detail, but, you know, I guess her and my father had a conversation, and I was privy to that conversation. The least I could say is that I don't care how much I talk about sex with you guys. I mean, I talk about sex all day long. That's what I do. I talk about sex. I talk about fucking dick, pussy, all this shit. I talk about this all day long with you. But I still haven't gotten that comfortable having these conversations with my parents and my family and my children. And it's funny as hell, because she wanted to go into some graphic details. I mean, real graphic. I mean, you guys think my mouth is bad? You guys should hear my mom when she starts talking. Maybe that's why I'm able to talk about this shit. But definitely, I'm saying, when do you draw the line? When is too much, too much? And, wow, it's just how much is too much? And I want my chat room to chime in on this also, because definitely this is something that is an open discussion. Or for those of you who don't want to sign into the chat room because you think that everybody going to know who you are, make sure that you you can post the questions on Twitter. I might not see all of them. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I see all of the tweets. I'm quicker to see the tweets than I am to see what goes on in the email, because the email only pops up like every 5 or 10 minutes. And definitely one of those things where I try to get to them, but, you know, we've got 5 million things going on. Oh, remember, you guys, if you've been watching Facebook, I'm looking for a co-host. So I'm still out there. You know, I've got my fillers out there. I think I got somebody who's coming on. But I can tell you that I can't confirm it until we definitely have a definite talk. But I put the word out. I'm still looking for an intern. I'm still looking for a co-host. But I'm having fun with this. I'm excited as hell, you know. I can't wait to talk to Miss Sapphire, because if you guys know anything about what she does or how she talks, this is one chick, you know, or as I always tell people, this is one bitch who I'd be like, damn, I can't believe she said that shit. And for those of you who listen to Naomi Bakes Chocolate Radio, she was also the producer on there. And, you know, for Naomi's birthday, I called in and just had a great conversation. And it was kind of funny because Miss Sapphire chimes in on this conversation. And for any of y'all who know how Naomi is, she's unfiltered and uncensored. Then you got Miss Sapphire, who chimed in, who is just as damn unfiltered and uncensored. And people who don't know the relationship that we have didn't really understand, you know, how we talk. That's how we are. So it was kind of funny, and she chimed in. So I got a chance to have a little taste of her before I got on the show, because calling into another show is a little bit different. But it was fun, so I can't wait, because, you know, y'all never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. Seriously. You know, and that's one of those things. And she's up in the chat room. So for those of you who want to talk to her but don't want to come on the air, sign into the chat room. It's free of charge. You know, this is the one place I tell everybody, we are uncensored and unfiltered. That means there is nothing that you could say that is going to be bleeped out, or you can't say this. Listen. For all you guys who listen to Miss Sapphire, you already know how she is. And I'm just, I'll probably say an old, damn. Yes, I laugh at myself. I'm probably just an old-ass freak, because I just come on and say this shit. And Miss Sapphire is up in there, and she's talking. And Joseph is up in the chat room talking about Joseph. Now, for those of you who've never been in my chat room, and you guys know that I see my chat room going on, so it's really, y'all will hear me pause. So I want to, as a matter of fact, I want to welcome all of Miss Sapphire's listeners. Anybody who's tuning in, I know people are on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know. This is me on energy drink. Yes, I took my final energy drink today. Well, for today. Right now, I'm going to get some more. But you guys know that I do all natural energy drinks. I try not to do Red Bull or anything unless I'm out hanging. Wow, Miss Sapphire talking about she would love to hook up with now see, for those of y'all who don't know, that's just two fucking freaks right there. That's that shit I'm talking about. Craziness. You know, and see, I can't see Naomi like that because that's my bestie, so I can't really see. I couldn't see hooking up with my bestie, you know, but I can see other folks hooking up with her because she got a big ass, but that's still my girl. So you guys come up in the chat room, because the chat room is on jam. I love when my guests go up in the chat room, and you guys come on. Don't be shy. Remember, this is all free of charge. Well, if you got internet, it's free. But pretty much, if you got a smartphone, you probably could listen to us. So we're having so much fun tonight. And like I said, at 9:30, Miss Sapphire will actually be calling in, so we're going to have fun. But I like the fact that she's up in the chat room talking to everybody, and I know she can hear all my nonsense. So I ain't watching a damn thing not say, because she don't know. If this is what she getting ahead of time, can you imagine what the hell I'm going to get when I get her ass on the phone? Yes, we're going to have fun. But for those of you who, damn, I hate when I go off script. And y'all know that I'm probably the most flighty-ass bitch out here. I have put the red and redhead, the redheaded stepchild, because I'm flighty as hell sometimes, and you guys know it. But remember, Black Friday's coming up. We all going to be shopping. But this week, for those of you guys, yes, I'm so excited. Energy drink kicked in early as hell, so bitch is on fire tonight. This week, starting on Thursday, this show, you'll be able to hear the replay of. That's right. Every Thursday and Sunday, you will hear the replay of the previous week's shows, which means that if you don't get a chance to go onto the website and just listen to it on your own, because you can listen to the replay after the show, I think like 20 minutes after the show, you're able to go up there and listen to a replay of it. But if you don't get it then, guess what? You get to get the show in its entirety. Every Thursday and Sunday, it will be replayed. I think the hours are a little bit different. I think they're 8 to 10 p.m. because I'm always doing, I multitask a lot, so I have to relook at it. But we're going to have fun tonight, and I like being high on the air. And I know you guys say, oh, this bitch is on drugs. No, I love my energy drinks, and I love talking about things, and I love when I have a guest that ain't got no damn good sense. So, I love my chat room. I love my guests. Hey, Joseph, sweetie, I see you up in there, and I'm, like, loving everything that's going on. And remember, the Lord have mercy. You guys are going to say, this bitch is crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm just, the first 30 minutes, I'm always a little flighty because I'm always getting prepared, and I'm going here to there. But remember, you can call in and listen. I want you to always remember that you could call in, because 646-716-8041, big thing, we're on the air. And you don't have to, when you call in, you don't even have to say that you want to be on the air, but you'll pop up. But if you want to listen or you want to comment, the easiest way to comment is to click one, press one on your phone, and you get right on in and answer questions. And remember, you could ask me anything, but you never know what the fuck is coming out of my mouth. Like I said, this week, talking about sex, how much is too much with your fucking parents and children? Now, everybody knows I have a daughter. And we had some shit interesting happening. Now, I'm still learning, but YumaCon. And it's a really big thing here. And I didn't understand what it was. So for those of you who know Minnie Me, Tatted Beauty, she doesn't just sell toys. She also attends things that I don't go to. And YumaCon is one of the things that she attends. So that's about anime. And I didn't know all this. And all I could tell you is that with the YumaCon, them some freaky-ass motherfuckers. So I always have to educate myself and ask questions. So one of the questions I asked her, I was like, well, what is YumaCon? Because I went on there and it was like, okay, bunch of damn Chinese or Japanese cartoon characters. Big deal. You got 3 days of this shit at two different locations. I thought Exotica was bad. Exotica needs to kind of take a lesson from them, because here, YumaCon is in two locations. They've got like a general location that's open to area, you know, to regular people. And I mean children included. And then they've got like an 18 and over section. Now, I don't know how true it is, because I didn't go. I was kind of, you know, that's where my daughter is going. Even though they had folks like me down there, I heard that these YumaCon folks be having some serious, serious sex and role playing. And what they was wearing, the things these people did to get really into these characters, I was like, damn. And my daughter said that some of them folks, you know, depending on the location, that's why they got a few hotels, but one main hotel they stay at, I guess they be fucking up a storm. All I can say is that shit is crazy. But I can tell you that it's crazy. And it was here last weekend. So the YumaCon, I'm still researching it, but they put pictures up on our newspaper website. I guess they put the tame ones up there and was talking to some people. I got a chance to just go down there for a second and see what was going on. And I saw them walking. Now, everybody talks about how Detroit is, but I can tell you that you ain't seen shit until you get here. And for all you people who say, okay, don't go to Detroit, you're going to die, you're going to this. Well, guess what? I guess it was a whole lot of motherfuckers with death wishes this damn weekend. Because I can tell you that I saw, if you want to see a melting pot, I guess YumaCon is what you call the melting pot. Because I saw some of everybody. And I saw the little girl appeared to be like 8 years old, dressed all up in the costume. And they started showing people on TV. They were showing different things. I talked to some people who had some teenagers go down there. It was just kind of crazy. So I was like, wow. And hey, guess I see you up in the chat room. Now, I see you up in our chat room, but remember, in the chat room, unless you actually sign up, you can't make comments. But we got Miss Sapphire up in here. And you guys type your questions to Miss Sapphire while she's in there, because in about 8 minutes, she'll be coming live on the air, but I'm sure she'll still be up in the chat room. But you know how we all multitask, and she'll be kind of doing both. But this is your chance. If you've never had a chance to ask her a question, or if you don't want to ask her on the air, post it in the chat room, because I can tell you that this is one of those things that you get a chance to get. Oh, wow. Miss Sapphire is talking about she's so nervous and low-key. Like, really, bitch? You know what? Sometimes my guests trip me out when they get up in my damn chat room. You know, oh, I'm so nervous. And these the same people who on any given time be on the air talking about fucking somebody. Seriously, I ain't even going to flop. You know what, Miss Sapphire? I see you up in there. So you know you getting ready to be fair fucking game for some of my nonsense because you so nervous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I believe that, but we cool. I got you. So, I love you too, Miss Sapphire, because you know in a few minutes we're going to be acting a fool. So for those of y'all who say, how is she talking to her guests and her guests is responding and we don't hear? That's because, see, I have the chat room window all up, so I see everything that's going on in my chat room, and it's just like really crazy as hell. So she's hearing all my nonsense, not some of it, but you guys always know that I talk major shit, you know, and every one of my guests knows that I don't have no damn good sense. But I don't know how I want to bring her into this show tonight, but I know we're going to have fun. Like I said, we got about 6 minutes, and it's crazy. Cray, cray. Y'all know I'm crazy as hell. And y'all know I love having fun, but y'all also know that I always got to put the shit out there. So if you know anything about me, y'all know that I'm going to have some nonsense going on. But wow, I'm excited that it's so much shit going on with V's After Dark. And you know, you guys, y'all know I have to talk about V's After Dark, because if I don't, I'm not doing my job. But V's After Dark Twitter page is up. And, you know, I guess Twitter didn't realize that V's After Dark was also associated with Miss V the Toy Lady, so they tried to block the page at first. Shit was kind of funny because putting tweets out there, and y'all, you guys know I tweet like crazy on some days. So I decided, well, hell, you know, let's get the V's After Dark page out there and let people realize that it's really there. And next thing you know, cray cray, V's After Dark is on fucking damn lockdown for a minute. Got back off of lockdown. I think they kind of realized when they start seeing my tweets going back, seeing the V's After Dark page. But, you know, you guys make sure you follow that page, because that's where I'm going to that's where you'll hear about the show. You're going to be hearing about the toy releases. You'll still see the craziness on my page, but you'll start seeing, I won't say more personal stuff about me, but you guys already know that I put a lot of shit out there. But to make sure that you guys understand that V's After Dark still sells toys, I know some people kind of forget, but V's After Dark is still selling toys. And there's a lot of shit going on. The V's After Dark app is out there. The V's After Dark page is up. The sign-up is up on the homepage of the website. for the email. The Black Friday sale is going on. The toy line is still coming out at the end of the year. Final little things are being done, picking out those final toys. It's going to probably be about 8 toys, guys. I had to think about you. So we got some things out there going on. So it's a lot of shit going on. And remember, I'm preparing for fucking AVN. So you know what that means. Bitch is on fucking overdrive working out again. I'm not back running. Just finished the marathon. So you guys know that now that all I could do is focus on getting back tight, that means I'm working out. So, hey, I'm going to pronounce this name wrong. Nello. Well, welcome to the group, baby. Welcome to the show. I'm getting ready to fuck up everything. Wow. Well, you know what, you guys? I'm going to play a little something before my guest call in. She got about 5 minutes, so we're going to have her going up in there. But I want you guys to have fun. Sit back. Remember, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. live, and starting this week on Thursday and Sunday on the replay.
Thank you.
Now, for those of y'all who don't know, I love that song. Back in the day, I had another life. And I used to have that jamming in the car. Ain't nothing like driving and blasting that shit in the damn hood. And you got guys looking at you like, no, that bitch is not driving down my street to my show on a short dick man. Yes, I did. So I had fun with it. But I got to find the original version where it's just really dogging out motherfuckers. And they got one about a skank pussy, but I don't care about that one. But I got my guests coming on, and you guys know I don't have no good damn sense. My energy drink has kicked in. So you know that means that I'm no holds barred. So let me welcome my guest, Miss Sapphire.
Hello.
What's going on, baby?
You know, first of all, I got to say, what is up to the sexy motherfuckers out there? That's what I got to say first and foremost. And then, Miss V, you a damn fool.
Okay, and what else is new?
I have to say thank you so much, though. I am so glad to be on your show finally. I'm low-key scared, but I'm ready for this. I'm so ready.
You know what? Listen, bitch, I'm just going to see. You already know how I talk. You got a taste of me a couple of weeks ago, and that was just like kind of mild taste of me because I was on a time frame limit. But seriously, how the hell are you going to say when your ass already on the air talking shit?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to be low-key scared? What, because it's on the flip side for you?
But, you know, it's a good scare because, you know, I get turned down. I love it when people talk down. You know, it's a weird thing. It's a weird habit of mine. Like, go ahead, tease me, please me. That's what I like. That's the shit I like.
Wow. You know what? My chat room just, I don't know if you looked in the chat room, but Joseph always come up with some questions. I love it because I'm just like, I can't even answer them. So I'm going to kind of try to not ignore the chat room. But
yes. Yes. I'm just reading this off right now. But yes, sir, Joseph, Robin Thicke did steal Got to Give It Up for Blurred Lines. I don't know if that has to do with sex, but yes.
You never know what's going to happen. See, that's what I love about my chat room. We have all kind of shit going on up in there. You know, we talk about porn stars. You never know what the hell is going to happen. And I love the conversation because, I get to chime in live, you know, so we get to be on the air and we can see what's going on in the chat room so people get to hear. And I tell everybody, if you don't want me to say something on the air, don't fucking put it in my chat room because I'm going to answer live.
That's true. Don't even tweet bitches either. I'm sorry. If you don't want your tweet to be out in the public and on air, don't tweet us during the show.
And I multitask. I go back and forth between all of it. And
there you go.
I'm crazy as hell. You know, for everybody who don't know who you are, you know, we just started off this damn conversation. That's why my ass always gets in fucking trouble because I'm such a bad damn host.
You are not. You know what? I like this kind of hosting because it's a conversation. It's not like, oh, I feel like you're going to ask me the same 20 questions over and over again.
Well, I am going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you some of the same damn 20 questions. Don't get that wrong, damn it.
It's the way you say it. You know what? It's like we're old friends. You know, I like this. I'm laying up in the bed. I'm kind of naked right now, and I don't give a fuck.
Well, damn, you got on less clothes than I do. But
hey.
before we get all up into the next neckness and shit, for everybody who don't know who you are, let them know who your ass is, damn it.
All right, well, I go by the name Miss Sapphire. On Twitter, it's Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIO Sapphire, like the jewel. And I am a host. You may have heard me as the producer of You Porn Radio or the host of My Dirty Hobbies, which also started off to be called Erotic City Radio, which I started in college and later on carried on. I'm just a jack of all trades when it comes down to it. You know, I'm very young in the game, but I feel like my sex life has an age of its own, and that's why the show is good for it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, because, you know, I found out you were on Radio Sex, which is kind of weird because people don't think that, you know, I would be, but I'd be like, I always see your tweets and it would be your podcast. And then next thing I know, you was on Radio Sex. I'm like, I knew that you were a guest every now and then on Radio Sex. I was like, what the hell? Yes. She's on there permanently.
Yeah, they just, actually what was great about it, I started doing the guest spots last March when they were still using Radio Sex as Spice Radio. And they called me, you know, every so often, like, once every Friday, so I would fly down from San Francisco to L.A. to do the shows, and I guess, you know, I impressed them, so back in January, when they switched over to Radio Sex, they said, you know, how would you feel to have a show, you know, one night a week, and let's just see how it goes for a couple of months, and it actually turned out to be really good. The ratings were phenomenal. The feedback was phenomenal, so they said, you know, let's put you on for two nights. And it's been that way ever since until, of course, you know, Radio Sex went defunct on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's what that thing. But the good thing about radio, you know, like Miss B, you have Blog Talk Radio. I mean, Sapphire's not going anywhere. I'm just taking a little week off, and I'm going to be coming back bigger and better. So I tell people, you know, hang on tight. Don't lose me on Twitter, because if you don't have any other social media, you're not going to find out where I'm going to be at. But we do have a project coming up actually on Monday, which is good. So it's going to be good.
Ooh. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw, but they talking about you being naked up in the chat room. They want to know where you naked at. So
I am naked in my house. I'm actually not at my house. I'm actually at my girlfriend's house, naked on her bed, waiting for her ass to come home.
See, that's the type of shit that we be talking about, you know. It just goes from one extreme to another.
Hell yes. This is Bees After Dark, right?
And you know what? Everything is the fair game here. Everything. Well, you know what? Now, what you know, you talk about being low-key and shit, but, you know, like I told you, we're going to have a conversation because we kind of know what was going on with some other things. You know, we're going to have a girls talk tonight. So what you think about having sex talk with your parents and your children? I know you ain't got no children, but, you know, what about having conversation with your parents?
Well, I'm an only child, and I'm 24. My mom's a nurse, and my dad, he is a computer network engineer, but he also coaches high school football and track. So, dealing with the background of them, sex is pretty much, like, out in the open. Like, I remember as a kid, I was a whiz kid. Like, I like to toot my own horn about it all the time. But I was that kid that even at the age of 3 would scan newspapers, not even knowing what the fucking words were, but I loved to read. So when I started reading at, like, age 4, I started reading, like, child encyclopedias for fun. And
okay, for everyone who don't know what an encyclopedia is, because you know kids nowadays don't know a damn thing about an encyclopedia.
It's basically a dictionary that has everything that you want to know about a certain subject.
Why not just call out probably 2/3 of the fucking young people in this damn country?
Right? Can we just
they
say
might not even know what a damn Britannica is?
That's messed up. That's why I said, thank God I was born in 89. So I was on that cut where it was like, as my dad likes to call it, YDS, the young, dumb, and stupid. Because we do a lot of stupid shit nowadays. But now, since with the smartphones and the iPads, people don't know how to study and think on their damn selves. So I said, thank God I was right in that cut. But anyway, back to the sexiness. I used to read a whole lot. Sex, body parts really fascinated me. Fascinated me. And that's really where it all came down to. I remember I went to private school, Catholic private school, and I was sent home because I showed some kids how sex was done with 2 Barbie dolls just naked.
Damn.
So I remember, like, they sent me to the principal's office, because this was aftercare. They sent me to the principal's office, and they said, do you know what you did? And I said, yes. I was just showing my friends what they asked. And so they said, well, we're calling your mother. You're going to go say 5 Hail Marys, and you're suspended for the day. I'm like, okay. And mind you, I was maybe like seven or eight when this all happened. So I remember going home, and instead of thinking I was going to get smacked with a belt, my mom sat me at the kitchen table, and she's like, so show me what you showed the kids at school today. So I showed her. She's like, do you know what that is? And I said, yeah, it's called set. And she said, well, where did you learn these terms? I said, from your books in the bookshelf. She had all these human sexuality books. And I'm pissed because now when I need it the most, she hid them so well, we don't even know where the fuck they are now.
Oh, my
God. They had, like, Kama Sutra books, all these, like, early season
See what happened
books.
When your ass too damn nosy when you're young?
Yes! And I hate it. I'm, like, mad as hell. Mad as hell.
Well, at least you weren't going to school talking about condoms and AIDS.
Exactly.
That's what my son was doing. See, my that's what my son was doing. See, you guys, my son is the same age as Miss Sapphire. So while she was going to school talking about sex, I had to deal with it at an earlier age because my son was going through talking about he started at home and I had to prepare the school for it. Because my son, I get to talk about it.
Oh.
He getting ready to call me out. I won't tell y'all what his Twitter name is, but he probably hear the show and I'll get a text message about it. But my son, when he was like 6 years old, I was doing my daughter's hair because you guys know I got two children. And I was doing her hair and he said, Mommy, I need some condoms because I don't want to catch the ads. I looked at him and said, what, you know. You know, I lost my mind. I got my child between my legs because for those y'all who don't know, black folks put their children between their legs, grease their scalp, and be plaiting up some hair. Yes, I said.
Hell yes.
That's what
Hell
we do.
Yes.
Well, back then, you know, because I know how to comb some hair. Folks don't know how to do that no more either. But he did that. So I was like, got the big eyes, big bright eyes, and there in the headlights, looked at my son. And I said, where'd you learn that from? And he said, Granddaddy. So I told my daughter, go somewhere. No cell phones, remember, back in these days.
Right.
I called my dad. He didn't answer. Next time I saw my father, did you tell my son about condoms? Oh, yeah, because for those of y'all who don't know, my father used to own a trucking company, and I grew up in the trucking industry, so I know all about what truckers say. I guess my son did what most little boys do, kind of stared at somebody with some big boobies or something. And my dad said he told him about it because he needed to know. Well, my children went to a very, very exclusive private school. And I busted my ass to get them into that damn school. This is the type of school that when you walk in the door, before your child can come in, they give them a test. That's before they could get in first damn grade, they had to take a test. My son had to sit there and he was worthy to be in that school.
I had to do that too.
So I was scared to tell him. I'm like, damn, this child can't get kicked out of this damn school to cost a whole hell of a lot of money. So had to go sit down with the teacher and explain to her what happened and had to tell her, if you hear this conversation, he learned this not from somebody on the street but from his grandfather.
Oh,
well,
man.
I guess when you pay that much money, that's a conversation because I was a baby parent. I was considered a young parent. Now I guess I would be considered an old parent. No, but I was considered a young parent amongst the parents at that school. These people were like already had PhDs and everything. So that type of conversation, because it was done appropriately, they saw nothing wrong with it. These little boys was coming back. I mean, the conversations they were having at 6 and 7, I'm like, okay, where the hell did I grow up at? You know, because I thought that this was the only we only had conversations like this in my house. But the whole thing was that he did that. So I know about having sex, but how far is too far? Because my mother likes to talk about her body parts with me. My mother likes to talk about their sex life.
You know, I really don't know how far is too far, considering the fact that, like I said, my mom's a nurse. She comes from a background of nurses. Like her mom was a nurse. Like my grandmother's a nurse. My aunt, her sister is an OBGYN. So, you know, there's really no secrets. Like, my household, there are no secrets. Like, I'm the only child, and as many times I would try to lie to say that somebody wasn't at the house when they were
gone.
Shit,
who you gonna blame it on?
Exactly. And, like, I remember when it was time for me to even get tested, instead of, you know, like, normal parents would just be like, oh, baby, let me take you to the doctor and all that. No, let me hook you up with my friend because she's the best one out of the department. And so I love her to death. I love my OBGYN, but it's kind of embarrassing when the next day you get a phone call from your aunt saying, oh, so I heard you met up with Dr. So-and-so. She told me you had a beautiful vagina and everything's good. So you can keep fucking the way that you're fucking.
Wow, the chat room, Joseph, my dad does not have a dirty mind. He's just a real man. So I wouldn't call it. I'm sorry, I read this, and I just called part of it. I really wouldn't say he has a dirty mind, but we talk about sex all the time. So he was preparing my son because this was when AIDS was very, very prevalent. Not like it is now where it's not, you know, where people barely even think about it. Back then, sex was very, AIDS was very real, and it was something that you did not want to catch AIDS. So I'm not saying that I would never say my father was a dirty man, had a dirty mind. I would say that he was trying to keep it real with my son because I was a divorcee. I ain't said that in 20 years, but I was a divorcee. So coming from a two-parent household where my son and daughter had both parents there to come into a one-parent household, he became the father figure, so he had to tell my son, you know, and also being that my father has a trucking company, it was something that I was already exposed to, but it was something that he did need to know, and I would rather have that he had learned that from my father versus having someone give him, well, it wouldn't even been on the street. It would have been like, man, you don't want to catch shit from one of these nasty bitches. That's how it would have been presented to him, and I would have had it would have been a whole hell of a lot harder to explain that to a teacher or another parent versus this information from a grown man, an adult, somebody who knew what they was talking about and just wanted him to know. Not that he was telling him to go have sex, but that he was basically trying to do what he felt was right because you never know, especially the way kids are having sex now, which my son, you know, they weren't having sex back then, but my father had to look at it from a prevention standpoint, and he had to look at it because he took the place of my son's father. You know, he did what he felt he had to do as a father. And I'm not downing you at all, Joseph, so please don't think I'm downing you, but I just, you know, that, you know, say that my dad had a dirty mind, you know, I would never say that. I think my dad is a fucking freak, but I would never say he got a dirty mind because he, you know, he's very preventative. But we also have a very real conversation, and that's one of those things that we do, you know. And I tell everybody I'm very proud to have the parents that I have because of the conversations we have. So, jumping on you, so I'm just like, I'm sorry that it came out that way. But, you know, when I see stuff like that, I'd be like, hold up, you know, that's my dad.
Yeah. I'll
call him a freak all damn day because, you know what, I come from a freaky-ass family. You know,
there is no shame because I love the family because that's why I get along with you, Missy, because I feel like we come from similar backgrounds with a very open family. Like, there's just no shame. If I go and bring sex toys, you know, for Christmas or for a family gathering, it just seems like, okay, that's just Sapphire because of what she does. Like, I'm not going to get shunned for it, you know. Or, like, if I have a problem.
Bitches call me for toys. Be like, can I get a toy?
Yes.
What you think about this toy?
Yeah, like, I got a crazy ex-auntie. Like, my uncle married this crazy-ass bitch. And she had the nerve to come up to me. And I'm like, first of all, nobody likes your ass. Like, you are dirty. You just flaunt your ass to every coach. Like, mind you, she was fucking her child's coach amidst the marriage, and that's also why they had to divorce. So now she's slinging her pussy or whatever. She has the nerve to call me, and she's like, oh, so you know those G-spot lollipops? I want one of those. And I'm like, no.
Like,
like, excuse me, when you're out of the family, that means you get no exclusives. You're lucky that I don't block you from all the social media. Once you know, that is it. I'm sorry. I don't cater to nasty hoes. Nah.
Well, I just got a freaky-ass family. I mean, I got cousins, which I guess if I ever send a link to my show, I'll probably get some real things because I come from a family of freaks. I have cousins who, like, are 2 or 3 years younger than me, and they're, like, doctors of sociology and psychology, and I've got attorneys, and we're just, you know what I tell everybody? We are a freaky-ass fucking family, and we have these conversations around everybody. I mean, I'm going to tell you something funny. Even with my damn cousins. Now, my cousins, like I said, I have a cousin, and I can't even say in-law because she's married to him and he's been part of the family. So I can't, you know how people say, oh, well, her husband, I don't see him as her husband. That's my cousin. So my two cousins, the wife is in her 30s. The husband is 40. He's like about 5 years younger than me. And they have beautiful baby. I won't say her name, but beautiful baby. So, they came for University of Michigan because you know them damn brainiacs travel all over the country doing seminars and shit. But they had the baby with them. She's two. So I heard a rumor, and I confirmed rumors within my family that they were going to make this baby be an only child. I'm very sensitive about that because I was an only child. I think that everybody needs somebody's ass to beat every now and then and blame the shit on. So, be it that they're educated people, I was like, hey, why are you going to make this baby an only child? You know, y'all should do something. Why the hell did I get pointed at me and said, well, hell, you still of childbearing age, you can have one for us. I said, what the fuck? Like, my old ass, this bitch ain't carrying nobody's baby. You know? You motherfuckers are way younger than me. You know, shit, her damn uterus is very fucking healthy. You want me to carry something? This old ass damn thing that's probably saying bye-bye, bitch, on the last damn leg, getting ready to go into menopause, and you want me to carry a baby? Hell to the no. I traveled too damn much. This baby wouldn't have Down syndrome. This bitch would be coming out like this.
Woo!
This bitch would be coming out with a drink in the hand.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. But you know what? I just want to be around your family. Like, I feel like I need to go to a gathering just to observe all this craziness.
You know what? I understand. But you know what? We got to get into, like, some nitty-gritty because you guys know that I got my guest on here. But, you know, I can't hold folks too long. But if you guys got any questions, you know, we got about 5 minutes. Y'all better answer what y'all want to answer because, see, I'm going to say like this. I'm going to put the question out there, you know, because, you know, I love talking to unemployed folks. You know.
Miss B, don't you go crazy now.
Bitch ain't got no job right now. I ain't talking about me. But, you know, you said my unemployed. We going to fly. Wait a minute. You did it from San Francisco to L.A. We'll just fly you to Detroit once a week. I ain't got no money.
My parents would, you know, I was blessed. My parents were able to fly me each time I had to go. So let me tell you, I am best friends with Southwest and Virgin America till the day I die. Because I was one of those kids, like, even though I would fly, like, go away for college, I was always coming home, like, almost every other weekend, if not every other month. For like 1 or 2 weekends a week.
Well, you know, we gonna be all up in your business because y'all know I'll be out in Vegas soon. But I want to ask you, what's next on the? Since one nobody asked shit, I'm gonna ask it. What's next on your agenda? You know, where are we gonna find you out next?
Okay, so what we're doing right now is I'm actually looking into this site, Blog Talk Radio, as well as I'm looking into YouTube and. I'm going to try to attempt to get back on Ustream. A little known fact, I'm actually banned from Ustream.
How the hell you get banned from Ustream?
Because when I was first starting out, I had this show called Sex in the College Teen, and that's what evolved into Erotic City Radio. And one night, we had like over 250 like viewers because we were talking sex toys. And you know, it's not really sexy unless you demonstrate a few things. And mind you, I was fully clothed, okay, for the record. I just brought out a dildo because somebody asked, how do you properly put on a condom with your mouth? And the next thing I know, I had like 5 moderators on my page, and the next thing I know, as soon as I was deep-throating it, I was kicked off, and I was never able to log. They said, quote-unquote, nudity. I'm like, since when is a dildo considered nudity? I have my clothes on. They're just jealous because they couldn't get some dick that night. That's really what it came down to.
You know what? Censorship. That's all Taylor. Y'all get to hear my voice. People have been asking me, am I going to go live video? I've been asked to go live video. I got to start popping. You know what, bitch, y'all motherfuckers don't want to see this pussy because y'all know I do a damn live toy demo at the end of my show.
Woo!
So, I'll be banned off of every damn thing, YouTube, my tube, your tube, his tube, her tube. You know, I'll have people saying, that bitch might as well be doing videos because this ain't a radio show.
You know... And I have to say to people, they need to lighten the fuck up because it's not like they don't do it on a regular basis. And if they aren't, well, shame on them. Like, everybody should learn how to just lighten the fuck up about sex. Like, a dick is a dick, a pussy is a pussy at the end of the day. We all have it. And we love titties. So why are we going to hide them?
Well, I tell everybody that, Joseph, you know what? You didn't do no harm. You know, I'm typing in. There is no harm. You know, like I said, I just kind of, you know, that's my daddy. So, you know, that's my daddy. You know, it's just, you know, I'm just like Miss Sapphire. I'm an only child. So, you know, I'm like that bitch to roar. I'm going to be all over some shit. You know, I could talk about my daddy all damn day. But, you know, as soon as I hear something wrong, I'm like, hold up.
Oh, of course. You got to defend. You know, I know you're a daddy's girl like I'm a daddy's girl. So
I'm not a daddy's girl.
But I have to say, shout out to Neil because, yes, I'm going to hide my titties. These are prize titties. I'm going to have to.
But if you want to see titties, all you got to do is fucking look at some of my damn pages because they ain't out there. But they
go see these titties. Go see these titties. Sometimes
I show more
titties
ass,
have remained a little anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's not my titties, it's more my ass. You know, I paid for that. I paid good money for that.
But you got a nice ass, too. You just got a nice body. I like the curves, okay? To anybody that ever said that curves was out, fuck them all, because curves are in. The more curves, the better.
Speaking of curves, you guys know that I'm working on Focus T25 now. So...
Mm-hmm.
Bitch is trying to get tight. For those of y'all, and I know everybody say my body is okay. That's fine, but I'm a cheap bitch. I hate buying fucking new clothes, okay? So,
you know, it is the winter season. It's time for that change. I feel you.
But because you guys see me in public and you guys know I wear corsets all the time, I'm like the corset queen. And in order for me to go to the corset maker, because I refuse to go have this custom corset made until I know that this body is fucking tight because steel boning, you don't go and adjust after you get steel boning done. And a custom-made corset with steel boning is one of those where if I'm getting ready to drop $300-$400 on a corset, this bitch better be fitting the way it's supposed to, which means that I can't be fluctuating between 500 pounds and 150. You know, bitch got to find that prime weight because when I put it on, it's going to have to fit because there's no adjusting that too much. I'm only going to have a little bit of give, you know, and it ain't going to be from the fucking 500-pound point. It's going to be at that, you know, around that 150 point. But I will be, because one thing, and I was talking to the toy closet in New York last week, I think, and she was telling me she's going to have me talk to the corset people because everybody knows that when I'm in public, the corsets are my thing. So for those of y'all who want
to
know.
I have to say I envy you because I love the way that you wear the corsets. I think they are so sexy on you. So you keep rocking them.
You must have been. Did you fucking Google me?
Yes, I did. Hey, I'm not going to go onto somebody's show and not look their asses up. Okay. I'm just not going to do that.
Didn't I look short as hell next to Misty on one of them pictures? That bitch had
yes,
like on 10-inch heels. She had like on 10-inch fucking heels that day. But she was wearing a marijuana leaf dress.
But you know what? You still rock it. But you rock the shit out of it, and that's all that matters.
So I know one of the pictures you were saying.
Say what?
I saw I know one of the pictures you were saying. And, you know, I don't have no pictures out there with me and Naomi because my camera got stolen a couple of years ago in Vegas when I had all my pictures with Naomi. But I don't ever put them out there because I look like a damn midget next to her. I don't care what the hell I wear. I look like a fucking midget
next
to her.
I'm like you, too. Our recent picture, I think Naomi, on the last photo that I ever took with her, I think she had to bend down because I'm short as hell. I'm only 5'2", 5'3". I'm very short. So
I never post my pictures with her, and everybody thinks I'd be lying. You know, when they say, oh, you know, like, yeah, whatever, you just took a picture with Naomi. No, I know Naomi, but yeah. I don't post the pictures with us because I feel, unlike Misty, where me and her are like about the same height, and she just wear high as heels. With Naomi,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck it, bitch, I can't deal with you, you know. And she always
wears
high heels.
Yeah, like, she does not need to wear heels. I feel like, and I mean, God bless her, because you know we love her. But I do want to just say, like, Naomi just needs not to have heels. Like, there should be a heel band when Naomi's around. Because
it don't matter what the hell you wear, you still look like a fucking midget next to her. You'd be like, damn, bitch.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, no. Can we cut an ankle, cut a knee, something?
And then she got to put all the damn ass out there.
Yes, yes, but you know what, God bless her. God bless that woman and her curves. God bless her.
And she rocking that damn blonde hair. I'm so jealous.
Oh, yes. Any style she has is just the best. It's just, oof.
I can't agree.
And even Joseph said, size doesn't matter, Miss Sapphire. I agree. I agree with him 100%.
And Joseph, as far as me in person, you know where I'm at. I'm always at the Exoticas. I'm not coming to Florida. You know,
I'll come to Florida. What part of Florida is he at?
Joseph, let us know what part of Florida you at, because I know they do an Exotica at Fort Lauderdale, but I'm not, you know, I ain't got that brave. I won't say what I've heard, but I talked to some people who actually did Exotica in Florida, so I'm making a hold. You know, I'll check back with my people once they go to Florida again. You know, I have to test the temperature in some of these places before I go to them. But I'll be in Atlantic City. I will be in Vegas in less than 8 fucking weeks or 10 weeks, whenever the hell it is.
Then you know what? I need to come out for one night with you.
We're going to be acting a fool because I'm hanging with Mistress C. I don't know. You know what? Somebody needs to find out. I need to call Prince. You know what? Somebody put the word out to Prince. Either call my fucking show or, you know, seriously, hit a bitch up on text, because have you ever hung with him and Big Bear?
Mm-mm.
They're some crazy-ass people. And, you know, Prince don't drink. So
really?
He does not drink at all, and he's so cool. But
Wait, Prince the singer?
No, Prince Joshua.
Oh, okay, because I got a little excited there.
No.
My family's got all wet for a second.
Prince, now you know I talk porn. Prince Joshua. So.
Now, I've heard that name thrown around a lot lately. And apparently I heard that he's good at what he does.
And he's got a big-ass dick, even with losing some. You know, he actually broke his dick.
What?
Yeah, you have to go read the whole story. He, well, you know what, we'll have to talk about that later. But it was all public, and he just had to go back in recently again for surgery on it. But even with breaking the dick and everything, I've never seen it. I've seen pictures of it, and that bitch made John Holmes look like a motherfucking little boy. But that shit is
oh
big.
My God.
And I've asked questions. I'd be like, damn, how big is it? And I've had that shit is just as big. But he's a sweetheart. But he doesn't drink. But
aren't they all, though?
But hanging with them. So, I really need to find out if him and Big Bear are going to be in Vegas because they are crazy as hell.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, that whole group, but, you know, it's like that, you know, it's that whole family atmosphere out there.
It really is. And I'm coming to realize that with the adult community especially, it doesn't matter where you come from in that background, everybody's so nice and welcoming. It has been the most welcoming community I've ever dealt with.
You know, people don't realize that them are some of the most laid-back people. I mean, shit. Because Miss Cleo's going to be out there also. I'm going to be hanging with Miss Cleo. See, I have a whole list of people who done told me, like, I'm coming here, I'm coming here. You know.
Oh,
it's nice to have friends in high places.
Exactly.
Which
you never know when and they're
but
always
consider
like,
me a friend in a high place. I'd be laughing at them. They'd be like, yeah, but you go to Vegas. I was like, you know what? I worked hard as hell to get this damn status to get into some of these clubs. Bitch works hard for that.
It's hard. It is too hard.
But, you know, I know we're running out of time with you, so
yes.
Where can we find you at?
Okay, so once again, you can find me at Ms. Radio Sapphire, so that's MSRADIO Sapphire, SAPPHIRE, on the Twitter, Instagram, and I do this other thing called Kick, which is kind of like text messaging. So, and I kick all day until, you know, my girlfriend tells me it's time to come fuck her, which she's giving me those eyes. But I'm like, no, you sit your ass down. But, yeah, so you can find me on the Instagram, the Twitter. My Facebook is private at the moment, but also coming up next Monday, we're going to be coming up with a new show called Erotic City Radio, Sapphire on the Run, because we're going to be at different stations in this building each week. So the running part is the fact that I'm literally going to be running from studio to studio doing some fuckery shit, and it's all going to be on camera. It's going to be, you know, broadcasted and all that. It's just going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time. And you got the exclusive. So everybody keeps asking me about the Vivid network that is moving on to SiriusXM. I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm moving to SiriusXM again. So for the time being, you know, I can't stay away from radio too long, so I got to do my own thing for a little bit. I'm a workaholic, so even just being on a little vacation is killing me.
Well, you know what? We're going to have fun with you anyway. And, you know, you're always welcome to come back on my show because I can mess with you. You know, we could do
and
that.
Miss B, you are welcome to come onto the show. We both got to work on something. I heard that you were looking for a co-host. I'm just saying, I'll put my application in right now.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm just putting that out there.
Now, we know, see, my co-hosts don't get paid, though.
Honey, like I said to you before, I will find money elsewhere, okay? That is not an issue. We can find money, okay? We can call people up on both of our Rolodexes, call sponsorship, and we can work this shit out.
Well,
but
you
I'm
know what?
We're
going to talk about this behind the scenes. But y'all heard it. You know, she may be my new co-host, so y'all. You know, we'll put that out in the atmosphere. Miss Sapphire will possibly be Miss V's new co-host. And we'll put it in a positive way. We won't say in a negative.
Yes.
How about that? No. We'll put it out in the atmosphere. That way it's all good once you put it out there.
All for the good karma, for the sake of good karma. That's what we got to do.
But I want to thank you for coming on because, like I said, I know that, you know, you got a bitch over there waiting for you. And,
I actually got some work. I got to go to another radio show in about 30, 45 minutes.
You know, and, I don't want no bitch coming from the West Coast to kick my ass because, you know, I know the folks know how to fly. So, Southwest be talking about knock, 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 knock. I be like, what the hell at my door? These motherfuckers, bitch,
Canadian.
You held her up.
She's Canadian. She's way too nice for that. You know, Canadians be nice and friendly all the time. So she's not that way.
Oh, they fucking freaks, too.
Oh.
I got some Canadian friends.
I'm telling you, you should see our toy chest that's underneath our bed right now.
Wow.
Like, I have, like, she loves DP, loves it. She loves it anally and vaginally at the same time. Girl's a certified freak. Yes. I think the only thing that's missing is a sex swing. I think that's what we got to invest in next.
Wait a minute. I got the one to go over the door. Ding, ding.
You know what? I might have to stop by on your site tonight and put in my request and buy myself a little sex swing.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, and it was great talking to you, you know, and feel free to come up in my chat room anytime, because you see the conversation go all over the damn place, all up in there.
Hell yes, and I love it. I got to say, Joseph, thank you for letting me in to Miss V's life. Joseph, I hope he can be a new sexy MF-er. I got to say, love to him.
You know, I got to come up with a name for my people. Maybe you can help me with that. We'll come up with a name for them.
Yeah. We can definitely do that.
You know, so
something.
I want to thank you, and I got to give you big shouts out and big hugs and kisses. Come see me in Vegas, because we have to act a damn fool. But I'll probably...
Well, you have my number, girl. So
I'll be protective.
Thing.
I'll be looking at you like, she like my daughter at my son's age. But I'll be the big sister. I won't be
yeah,
a mommy figure then.
Yeah, the daughter's going to be taking body shots, right?
You know, have you been hanging around my daughter lately?
Oh, no. You better not bring your daughter. I might have to say she might be involved in a little menage a trois. Who knows?
No, she's not allowed to go to Vegas. She only do exoticas. We don't do AVN. Not yet. Plus, her fiance would kick my ass. He already don't like I take her to exoticas. So.
Oh man. Yeah, you gotta get him on the good side. Gotta keep him on the good side.
You know, the future son-in-law. Try to stay on his good side. For now, you know. Now, if he fuck up, then you know it's a brand new thing. But
That's true.
Thank you. And I'm going to let you go, sweetie. But big hugs and kisses and wah!
Thank you, baby.
And you know what? We done put that out in the universe. So, you know, we could be talking later about that. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Miss V. Always a pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God, you guys. That was Miss Sapphire. And for those of you guys who don't know, you heard that she got some new shit coming on. And, you know, we put it out in the universe that she may be my new co-host. You know, we always put that out there. But I want to thank Neil. Thank you for coming on to the show, because I know this is your first time listening, and this is where all my craziness come in. You know, so I got 45 minutes left. You've never been to my show before, Neil, welcome. This is where I talk about sex, and more sex. You are listening to V's After Dark. You're the one place where everyone comes. Tuesday nights live from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and replays on Thursdays and Sundays. That's right. You know, have to get it in. I got to thank Miss Sapphire for calling in, because you never know what me and my guests are going to say. I know that later on in the show, you know, I have my regular listeners that call in. I have my regular listeners that chime in the chat room. I tell everybody, I show love to every single person. I'm going to get back to tonight's subject, which is talking about sex with your parents and children. How much is too much? And, Neil, feel free to chime in, because, you know, this is where I tell everybody, I like to hear other people's opinions. I'm still trying to figure out what is too much, because, like I said, we had the conversation, but I think there's a limit to talking about sex, especially with your parents. I tell everybody, I love my mother, I love my father, I love my aunt, my grandmother. We have these conversations. But the one thing that I still can't get in my mind clear is, why do I have to get the explicit details? I am the toy lady. I teach sex education. I do this, you know. I think because I am a sex educator, I'm a relationship counselor, I do this. This is what I do for a living. I talk about sex. I sell toys. I tell people how to enhance their sex life. I really won't say I'd get into the relationship aspect of it, but I talk about enhancing sex lives, and that's what I do for a living. And I think because my family sees that they hear me talk about telling people how to enhance their sex life with toys and without toys, and how to do different things that, hey, it's okay to talk to me about this, and I'd be trying to tell them, but I'm still, you know, I don't want visuals of my mother and my father. I'm sorry, I can't visualize this. And it's one of those visuals that you don't want to see. I don't care how old I am. And it's like my daughter tells me, sometimes too much information is really too much information. That's why they say, TMI. It's hard for me to tell my parents I don't want to hear this, because for a lot of people who talk about it, I hear it from my mother. But then when my father gets me alone, I hear it from him. So can you imagine a father having a conversation with his daughter about the stuff that your mom is doing? But I tell him, I really don't want to hear that. And it's fun. It's all good at the end of the day, though, because I do like the fact that we can have a conversation. But, like, my daughter, I think that there's a limit. Her boyfriend, fiance/boyfriend, he's come to me, and I've had to tell him, hold up, stop, because he knows I'm an educator. And he has told me things. I'm like, excuse me, sweetie. Future mother-in-law, don't want to hear what you two are doing. I mean, he is comfortable talking to me, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, because I had to tell him, not trying to hear that. But then my daughter, because she uses some of my products, and I have lubes and stuff, I do depend on what she says for some reviews. Like, if I give her a product and I say they say this cures a yeast infection, well, guess what? I do want to hear that. I don't want to hear how she got the damn yeast infection, but I do want to hear that, because that's going to tell me if I'm going to endorse this product. But the case of hearing what her and her fiance are doing up in their bedroom, no. It's just like, I think people don't want to hear about what me and my fiance do. These are things that you don't want to hear from your mother or your father. Now, me and my girlfriends, that's a different thing. We talk about sex all fucking day. Now, don't ask me why I could sit here and have a conversation with my girlfriends about sex and positions, but I can't do the shit with my damn mother, my father, my daughter, my aunt, and mine, all the other people. Talk about alcohol, yes. Talk about sex, no. I can't pitch these people. And like I said, I'm very blessed that I have a number of people. I have cousins who talk about sex. I have my aunts who talk about, both aunts talk about sex. Parents who talk about sex. I have a grandfather. My grandfather's probably the tamest of everybody, and that's my father's father. He's probably the tamest. He don't really talk about sex, but he just drools over my calendar, because it's not just me. He don't drool over me. So before you guys call him a pervert, I have a calendar that came out, the 2013 calendar, that is only a couple of months left in the year. But he has a copy of the calendar, and it has some beautiful women in it inside for me. And he, you know, has told people that that was my calendar. And he'll go to the months that are me, because there was nothing shameful about it. But they're like, oh, my God, look at those other chicks in there. So he drools over, but that's about as close to sex that me and him get. But my cousins, no holds barred. But what is too much? And I see I got a caller from the 410. Oh, thank you for calling in. Oh, wait a minute. Now people want to talk. You know what? I'm going to bring people on, because y'all know I love running my mouth. This is the beauty of this show. For 2 hours every Tuesday and Thursday, you guys get to hear me run my mouth and hear me and my guests talk, and we have lots of fun. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V, the Toy Lady. How are you doing?
Hi, Miss V. This is Randy.
What's going on, Randy? You miss Miss Sapphire.
Oh.
She had to go, but remember,
okay.
replay of the show.
Yeah,
oh.
I can listen to it. I can listen to the replay.
But you know what? I'm sorry. You know that everybody knows I'm flighty. Neil, like I said, I love the fact that you're up in there, so you get the chance to hear my flightiness. Oh, my chat room is open, too, so you know I always do my talking back and forth, but I got to get this in. Because, Neil, I don't want you to leave the show without knowing and put the word out. You guys put the word out to everybody, because it's no longer a secret. Next week I got Lexi Love coming on, and she gave me a copy of her game, Uncle Don's Exotic Interludes. And one lucky caller to my show, one person, gets a copy of this game for free. I'm already playing the game. I'm liking it. But you guys got to listen to this show, and you got to know stuff about Bees After Dark. You're not just going to get it. I'm not just going to go pick a caller and they got it. You got to be able to answer a question. So that means if you're in the chat room, you got to be able to answer, because I'm going to make this fair. If you don't call into the show, but you answer the question in the chat room, and you answer it before somebody chime in on the phone line, guess what? You'll get it. But it's going to be a question about V's After Dark, you know, the history of the company. And she sent me the games. And I can't wait to get her on because Lexi Love not only got this game, but you guys know that's a sexy bitch, you know. Y'all know I love sexy-ass women, so I'm going to be all up in her grill and shit, you know. And she got a sex game? Wow. That's the shit I'm talking about. But she's going to be up in here. You know, I'm going to have her up on the show next week, and we're going to be giving away that game. But Black Friday sale, have you guys been watching my tweets? Have you guys been watching the V's After Dark tweets? Black Friday, V's After Dark is giving away one free product to email subscribers. Got to get on the email list to get the product, because there's going to be details released via email to the email subscribers how to get that product, and it's going to be on Black Friday. But you just can't, if you go to the site and you're not an email subscriber and you try to get the product, you're not going to get it, because you got to be an email subscriber. And it's going to be little notes, you know, people are going to get emails and I'm going to be called all kind of bitches and stuff, because when that sale goes on, I'll be at the computer, you know, saying, hey, you know, we'll be matching up emails. I'm going to have people working with me on that day, and we're going to be matching up emails, because as people try to get this product and they're not an email subscriber, they're going to be rejected, and that product is going to go back into the inventory until we get this out. So it's going to be one of those things where people are going to, oh, we're going to be called all kind of names. But the one thing I can tell you, a free product is a free product. There's no strings attached to it. It's a free product, but the only catch is that you have to be on our email list, and you have to be a true email subscriber. But we'll see. The fuck? Why is my doorbell ringing? Okay. No, this is really strange, because I'm not used to this. And, wow. This is one of those things where I'm really not accustomed to this, so I'm going to apologize to you guys.
Okay.
Because, you know, I got this. But I'm going to put you guys on hold for a minute. I'm going to play a song, and I will be right back. So I'm not used to that, so I will talk to you guys in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
y'all know every now and then I have to take a break. And plus, I'm supposed to take breaks. I keep forgetting that. But, you know, I had so much fun with my guest tonight. And, you know, we're down to the last 32 minutes of the show. Yeah, I'm me watching the clock, too. But you know what? I'm going to bring back on one of my callers and find out. Because we got this question that's out there. So, you know what? We're going to find out what he think about this. Hey, Randy. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm good. Now, tonight, you know, I was talking about the new game.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the Black Friday sale. But tonight's question was talking about sex with your parents and children. Where do you draw the line? When is it just too much information that you hear? You know, and I always tell people that even though our family is an open book,
mm-hmm.
It's some shit I don't want to hear. So where do you draw that line? Because everybody, some people just have just straight up all kind of conversations, and other people, you know, say they don't want to hear it. At what point do you think it's too much information to talk about sex with your parents or your children?
Oh, wow. I would have to draw the line. I don't want to know about my mom and dad, not stepdad, but my mom and dad. I don't need to know about you, sort of like fucking in a bedroom or hear you moaning and groaning. I don't need to hear that sort of stuff. I don't need it. If I want to do that, I can do that with my own girlfriend.
But I'm talking about the conversation. I mean, at what point do you draw the line with the conversation? At what point do you say, hey, I don't want to hear this? I don't, you know, that you wouldn't talk about this with your parents, that you wouldn't talk about it with your children. You know, where's the line? Do you draw the line at condoms? Do you draw the line at intercourse? Do you draw the line at, you know, STDs? Where's that line?
I would say intercourse. I would have to say intercourse because I don't need to know this sort of stuff. This is back in the day. I was little kid. I was thinking about 10, 11 years old. I don't need to know this shit. I mean, they're supposed to tell me about sex before you're 6 years old. I mean, before you're 5 or 6 years old. You know, like the birds and the bees. And where do babies come from and all that other stuff. But as far as the actual sex is concerned and hearing it, that's where I really draw the line.
Okay. So would you, and I'm not, because you're a guy, so I'm going to ask, would you have a conversation with your father about a porn movie?
Nope. No, I would never have. To tell you the truth, I have never asked. I don't think my father had never seen a porn movie. I don't know that for sure. But he may have seen a porn movie in his lifetime. But to tell you the truth, I would never talk about to my dad about a porn movie. I mean, my father never asked me. I mean, I like porn. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's my business and only my business if I see porn. Just the same as is my dad's business if he sees porn. I don't know, and I don't care.
No, you know, I'm just saying wow because, you know, like I said, where is that line drawn, you know? Because in this day and age, you know, you've got things like AVN, which is very prevalent. You've got Exotica that's out there. You have porn all over the Internet. You have...
Yeah.
Shoot, you could probably go outside and see porn depending on where you live at, you know, in some city.
I see that every night.
You know, so, you know, that's why I ask, where do you draw the line with your parents and your children? You know, I tell everybody I draw the line with my parents where since I do talk about sex for a living, we have that conversation. So that conversation is something that we have, but then I don't want to hear what you're doing up in your bedroom. That's where I draw the line. You know, I will talk about a movie because a movie is nothing to me. I will talk about who I saw because that's what I do. I would never sit there and talk about what they're doing in their bedroom. I always say that's the line for me. That's not the line for them, but that's my line. I don't want to hear what goes on in their bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm curious to know what everybody else thinks. You know, where do you draw the line with that conversation? At what point do you say to your parents or your children, I don't want to hear this. This is your business and strictly your business only, and I don't want to talk about it. And I want anybody who's out there listening to chime in, hit the chat room, let me know what's going on. Let me know at what point do you say, that's really too much fucking information. Because it's one
wow.
of those things where I want to know. You know, I know where it's too much information for me, but everybody has their limits. And I mean, in this day and age, especially with young children, you know, do we want to have our young children thinking that they can't come to us? Because I don't know what's going on with teenage pregnancy. I haven't looked at statistics, but I do think that there needs to be a conversation, but I just don't know where to draw with children because I don't have any young ones. I don't know where that line is. I definitely don't want to hear about who my son and daughter is doing or what they're doing, but I would like to hear about, you know, if they ask me a question, I want to still be able to answer it.
Let me ask you another thing. I will be 49 December, and I do not have any kids. So I really cannot say something about drawing a line because I don't draw a line to my kids because I don't have any kids. What advice would you give me if I have children? Let's say young as about 5 or 6 years old. Same way my parents told me about sex, the birds and the bees, and all that other stuff. What advice would you give me to tell my son or daughter, especially a daughter, because they sort of like more, in my opinion, sensitive about this thing.
You're saying what advice would I give a father to give to his daughter about sex that is
yeah.
5 or 6? You know
yeah.
what, at 5 or 6, I don't see – my father never had – my father didn't have a sex conversation with me until I was grown. But if I was to tell a father, and I'll say, for instance, a single parent, how to talk to a 5 or 6-year-old about sex, I would just, you know, really do like a lot of parents do. There's – the video is still out there. What is the dog? And I know as a child we all watched, I don't even know, The Miracle of Life.
Yes.
I think the best way to introduce at least what happens when you have sex to any child is for them to see the miracle of life because it's not made up. It's all true. You know, that's the real birth of a baby, and they do go through the fertilization of the egg and everything. So if I had to give a recommendation to somebody, and this is not just for a father talking to a daughter, but to anybody who wants to talk to a child, especially a young child, about sex or how babies are made, to me, that video is one of the best educational videos that is out there. You know, The Miracle of Life, I don't even know if it's still out there. It probably is, but The Miracle of Life is what I would really push only because that is you can't change what's real. And there's no amount of conversation that you could change when you actually watch a baby come out of a woman's body. You know, when you see a human baby born, there's no type of sight, for, you know, other than watching a life come into the world, especially a human life. That's one of the most beautiful things in the world to me, you know.
Yeah.
So,
you know, some people go ew when they see that.
Well, that's
sort of
natural.
Stuff.
But that's natural. I mean, that's natural. That's part of the miracle of life. It's all natural. So even when you get the ews and all that, that's what you expect from a child. You don't expect every single child to be fascinated by this because everybody's not fascinated by the miracle of life. Some people don't want to know. That's why I think back in the 50s and 60s, men weren't allowed in the room when women were giving birth because they just didn't want to see it. They didn't think they could handle it. Now people are all up in the delivery room. I mean, I didn't have that. My ex-husband was in the delivery room with me for both my children, but I can't remember I really can't tell you if he was standing down there when the head of either one of our children came out. I know he was there, but I was the woman, so, you know, my focus was on pushing these folks out. But I can tell you that he didn't squirm, he didn't faint. You know, the things you hear about men fainting, I never had that happen, you know. I know he was there, but there was a time when men were not allowed in the delivery room. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think anybody was in the delivery room with my mother when I was born, but I would have to ask her because we really don't have that conversation either. But that's one of those things. So the reaction that you say, I say you can't, you know, I still go back to you can't really fake that, you know, other than like, Ms. Sapphire said earlier when she was on the show, because we were talking about this, and she said how she learned, and she grew up in a household where they talked about sex, but they also had the children's encyclopedias and the adult encyclopedias, and she said she learned a lot at 3 and 4 by looking in the encyclopedia and seeing things, and then when she did go to school and she was talking about it, that she actually got sent to the principal's office, and her mother asked her when she got suspended from school, how did she learn about this? And she told her because of the books that we had at home. Now, grant you, these were encyclopedias. We're not talking about Playboys. We're talking about her, a child going to the encyclopedia and learning, you know. And she didn't get in trouble, but she said that the books all disappeared because she was that curious and she found out. I think a lot of times a video, the Miracle of Life, like I said, I keep going back to the Miracle of Life, but the Miracle of Life, and giving a child an encyclopedia or a book that is real, not some made-up stuff, but the real thing, the things that back when we were growing up, people gave us, you know, that's the real nitty-gritty, especially for a 5 or 6-year-old. You know, personally, I wouldn't, you know, my son had that conversation. I felt too early, but it was told to him by my father. I didn't agree with it, but it was out of my hands because I wasn't around when the conversation was had. My father always used to kidnap my son. So when grandfathers kidnap their sons, you never know what's said. But he learned about it at the age of 6. And I'm actually, you know, when I look back on it, as much as I did not like it, I do like that he learned it. But he learned it from a man. I didn't have the conversation with my daughter until she was probably going into middle school. And I didn't have to have the conversation. I think because my son already knew, and my son and daughter are really close. But my son already knowing, and he learned the proper way. I think him and my daughter probably had already talked about it. So it was easier when my daughter came to me and she started asking questions. It was a whole lot easier because, for one, I didn't have to think about how I was going to talk to them. Because my son had already had that conversation, and then me and him had had the conversation after he was told. So when my daughter wanted to talk about it, it was a whole lot easier. I don't know if it would have been that easy if my father wouldn't have initiated that conversation with my son. But because we already talk about stuff like that, it probably would have been easy, but it probably would have been a little awkward. That's the best way I could put it. So I don't know if that answered your question, but...
Yeah, it did. But some people think besides that, they had showed those sex education films. That's another way to for kids to have sex, to learn about sex. Those little sex education films that they show in school.
See, I don't know what they're showing in the schools now. I never saw sex education films. I mean, I had health and hygiene, and believe it or not, we never had – no, I take that back. The day they played The Miracle of Life, I was not at school because The Miracle of Life was shown, but I think it was when I was a junior or senior, and that was in health. You know, they didn't call it sex education back then. They called it a health class, and everybody had to take health. So I took health and hygiene, and that's where we learned it at. But now, I would have to actually, that's a good thing. I probably should ask my son and daughter because I don't recall signing any permission slips for them. I know now the big thing is they want children to, before they show any of this, they want them to have permission slips signed. So I'm going to speak from that point that since I don't remember ever signing any permission slips, but then I probably would have, and I know my son and daughter would never hold anything back because that's just the way we are. But for any other parent who wants to, you know, have a conversation with their children, the first thing I would say is If your child doesn't want to know, don't force it on them unless it's something that absolutely has to be told. If the conversation has to be had, and I'm going to give a very, very extreme circumstance where the conversation has to be had with a child, and it's an uncomfortable conversation. In the case of sexual assault, then that conversation has to be had. You know, be it that a family member got assaulted, not necessarily, I'm not even going to say a child got assaulted, but if a family member has got assaulted sexually in any kind of way, that comes into the home. And at that point, because the conversation is already going on about what happened in the home, that's the time that you want to have that conversation, not because you want to scare that child, but you want them to understand what happened to that individual, and also to kind of get a grasp on where they're at so they'll understand that sex is not a bad thing, because sexual assault can be very misconceived at that point when it happens in a family. And I would say that's a time that you do want to talk to any child about it, because if they hear the conversation, they will go back and misinterpret it sometimes or not understand it. And that's a point in time where you need to have that conversation because you want them to understand. Another time I would say to have the conversation is when you've got people who, you know, if you've got, you know what, this is going to sound cruel when I say it, but if you've got a sexual predator in your family, you got to have the conversation. Because, what is it, we used to, as a child, you know, and I'm probably, any guy with the name Lester probably will hate me for saying this because it's bringing up old wounds, but, you know, as children we used to go around saying, oh, that's Lester the child molester. And, you know, I don't even know if they use them terms anymore, but if you have a Lester the child molester in your family, guess what? The children in the family need to have that conversation, because that is a person that your family is looking out at. And this is a family member. So you have to have it. Each family is case by case with children. When you have that conversation, like I said, when I'm talking about having a sex conversation, I'm more or less, you know, when do you sit there with your parents and say, I don't want to hear this? Or when do you tell your daughter or your son that it's too much? Or when do they tell you it's too much? Because there's a point as adults that our parents, believe it or not, our parents revert from being our parents to almost like our children. And they feel that there's some conversations they can have with us that they would never have in the past. And sex is one of those conversations that I'm hearing more and more. I've had girlfriends come to me and ask me. My girlfriend, God rest her mother's soul, she passed away a few months ago, but her mother, the last couple of years of her life, because of her dementia, was having more and more sex conversations. She was talking about going to find a boyfriend and getting busy and all this, you know, and there's a point in time where you have to say enough is enough. I don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear this from your 70 or 80-year-old mother or grandmother. But you also don't want to be insensitive, because just like we as adults of middle age, early age, whatever, want to have conversations with our friends, at one point there comes a point when the only people you can have that conversation with is your children. But you still have to be able to draw the line between being a child and the child-parent relationship and I'm listening to you because I know you need to talk about this relationship. And the same with children in their teens and 20s, there's a point where you want to have the conversation for sexual health, and when you want to stop that conversation because you don't want to cross that line into positions and what they did, you don't want to hear that as a parent. But as a child, you don't want to hear that from your parents either at a certain point. But there, everybody has to determine what that line is, and that's why I kind of brought it up. When is it too much? Because the conversations that I've had in the past week about sex have been crazy, cray-cray, cray-cray-cray, you know. And I tell everybody, it's really weird when you have that conversation. And it's something that I want to know what everybody else thought about, because, you know, I'm a woman, so all I hear is my perspective of it. And my father, he has the conversation. He gets one-on-one with me. He won't talk about it over the phone. My mother will talk about it over the phone. My father will get one-on-one and have that conversation with me. And he has a very, how does he do it? He doesn't come out and talk about sex. He calls out and he'll say, he tried to use like little acronyms or something, or he'll, well, if you were in this situation, what would you do? He always has a friend. My father always has a friend who has a question. It's never him. He always has a friend who has a question. So it's one of those things where I wonder, what is, when is enough enough? So that's why I wanted to know what everybody else thought, because when do you say, I can't do it, I don't want to hear it, you know? When do men say enough is enough, that they don't want to hear this conversation? Because I know what I say as a woman, but I want to hear the man's perspective. Most of my listeners are men, and I want to know what you guys think. You know, where do you guys draw the line? When do you tell your dad, hey, Pops, I don't want to hear this? Or when do you tell your son, I don't want to hear this? Or you say, maybe you might want to go talk to somebody else. Where's that line at for you guys?
Wow. Well, let's just say with my dad as a teenager, when my dad sort of tells me about sex, I mean, I say to myself, I don't need to hear this sort of stuff. And then after I say that, every conversation that my dad and I had, we have a conversation, but at the end of each conversation, and I swear, and I remember this to this day, he always cries at the end. I don't know, to this day, I don't know why. To this day, I don't know why he cries at the end of our conversation. Maybe it's the fact that he loves me or something, because I'm the oldest son.
I was going to say, maybe because it is out of love. I mean, and some people are just naturally emotional.
Jeez,
I mean.
Oh, my God. I think I inherited one of those, inherited from my dad, because I could get emotional sometimes, too. I think I inherited that from my dad. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's like when you go to a parade. Well, let's rephrase it. When I go to a parade, I cry at parades, not because I'm upset, but because it's overwhelming. When I do a marathon, I cry because it's overwhelming. And it's a positive overwhelm. So sometimes the crying when our parents cry when they have a conversation with us is not because they're upset, but because it's just so overwhelming to be able to have that conversation or to have that feeling. It's a feeling that no one can describe, and the only way that it's released is by crying.
Yeah, so I mean, I remember sometimes when he drinks. I mean, I remember my dad drinks a lot, too. I mean, he cries then, too. Oh, my God.
So he's just really emotional. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come on, and I'm going to close back the show. But remember, you guys, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. It's Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. live.
I want to ride. I still have some possessions.
Got to welcome everybody back. Had to take a little break. For those of you who are just now listening to the show, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ms. V, the Toy Lady. Well, the conversation tonight, you know, has been about when do you draw the line with your parents as far as talking about sex. I've got one of my loyal listeners on the line. I'm going to bring him back on because we had our guest on. We had Ms. Sapphire. And remember, you guys, you could re-listen to this show later on, or you could listen to it Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. It will be rebroadcast live on Blog Talk, but you can always listen to it anytime in between there to hear what was going on. But you can always ask questions live on Tuesday night. I'm going to bring back on Randy, and we're going to talk. We got about less than 5 minutes left, and we're going to close out the show, but I got to thank everybody. Thank Ms. Sapphire. Thank everybody for calling in and listening tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Hey, Randy, what's going on? Have you pondered that question tonight?
I'm sorry?
Have you pondered that question?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm blushing. I am so blushing. I am so blushing. We asked a question about sex and your parents and, I mean, I was straightforward in the beginning, but right now I'm blushing right now. I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be blushing. But, how?
Well, I mean, you're just at the wild stage because you're trying to figure out how to answer the question. You never know what's going to happen on this show. You never know what conversation is going to come up. That's why I tell everybody I love this show, because you never know what question is going to come out and what the discussion is going to be for the week. And I just figured that that's an interesting discussion. We've never talked about our parents on this show. We haven't talked about where do you draw the line. You know, when do you say enough is enough, or I don't want to have this conversation? Or how do you, you know what, better yet, how do you say I don't want to have this conversation? Because that's a big thing with people. How do you say I don't want to have this, I don't want to discuss this with your parents?
What about grandparents?
Them too, because we got some freaky ass grandparents out there.
When I was little, grandparents were not freaky. I haven't seen freaky grandparents. I haven't seen grandparents fuck. I haven't seen my grandparents.
You know what? That's a visual I don't want. You know, I hadn't even thought about that, but that's not a visual that I want. And I grew up with grandparents, and I'm not trying to visualize my grandmama and granddaddy doing it or getting wild. That's not, I don't even want to hear about that, let alone visualize it. You know, and like I said, see, you done took the conversation to a brand new level, because I was just talking about parents and children. I really hadn't even thought about where do you draw the line with grandparents, because I had not included them in that conversation. But I guess if you got grandparents who talk about sex, then you – where do you draw the line with your grandparents? When do you say, I don't want to talk about this? And what questions are what are grandparents saying? That, you know what, somebody done asked you something because you brought up grandparents. So what happened with the grandparents that this even came up, or whose grandparent came to you and asked you something?
Well, it never happened with my grandparents. All I got to say is that certainly never happened with my grandparents, because, one, I don't live with them. Two, they don't talk about it because it's none of my business. So
wow.
I don't have to sort of like draw the line when it comes to grandparents, because I don't ask. It's none of my business.
Okay. Well, we're down to our last minute of the show, and I want to thank you for calling in, but I got to do my closeout, so I will talk to everybody next week, okay?
Okay.
Oh my God, you guys, I had such a great show this week. I had to thank my guest, Ms. Sapphire, for joining me tonight. And I got some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week I've got a former adult star and the creator of Uncle Don's Exotic Interludes, Lexi Love. And November 19th, I've got the guys from We Are 321 calling in. You really want to listen to the show because we've got so much going on. Lexi Love, I'm giving away her game to one lucky listener, I've already got the game here. Remember, you got to know a fact about V's After Dark to get that game and call in. Remember the Black Friday sale. Email subscribers will have a chance to get a free on Black Friday. But until then, I will talk to you guys next week.